Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
Low back pain is a substantial health problem, and several Cochrane reviews investigate interventions to help treat it. In a new Cochrane review in January 2016, Bruno Saragiotto from the George Institute for Global Health in Sydney, Australia, and colleagues examined the evidence for motor control exercise. He tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Low back pain is the leading cause of years lived with disability across the world, and exercise therapy is one of the most common interventions used for these patients. One particular technique, motor control exercise, has become popular over the last decade. Motor control exercise targets the activation of the deep trunk muscles in order to restore their control and coordination. The advanced stage of the intervention includes functional tasks integrating the deep and superficial muscles. Although motor control exercise is commonly used in clinical practice, there is still uncertainty about its effectiveness. This led us to do this Cochrane review to better inform clinicians and the public about its use for patients with low back pain. We included data from more than 2,000 participants enrolled in 29 randomized trials, most of them with low risk of bias. This evidence suggests that motor control exercise improves pain, function, and global impression of recovery at short, intermediate, and long-term follow-ups when compared to minimal intervention that includes no treatment, advice, or placebo. However, when compared to other forms of exercise or manual therapy, the difference was not clinically important. Finally, there is low to very low quality evidence that motor control exercise is better than exercise combined with electrotherapy or telerehabilitation. In summary, we've shown that motor control exercise is effective for treating patients with chronic low back pain. However, because there is no difference in outcomes compared to other forms of exercise, our conclusion is that the choice of exercise for patients with low back pain should probably depend on patient preference, therapist training, costs, and safety.
If you would like to read the full version of this Cochrane review, you can find it online by going to cochranelibrary.com and searching for motor control exercise and chronic back pain.